Mr. Mayor, you're the host of The Voice of Reason on Bloomberg News Radio, 11:30 a.m. in New York, and you also appear on Bloomberg Radio on the weekends. Your show is always dynamic. It's very informative and interactive. What are the kinds of things that you get surprised by the questions and the participation from your radio show?
Well, firstly, the Bloomberg Radio is all over the world, so occasionally we get questions from people in Australia and other exotic areas, and that's always nice to know and to receive. Secondly, I'm really shocked that as many people as call in know my history and are interested in the politics of New York, and so for me it's lots of fun. I enjoy the radio show immensely.
How would you say your show has evolved over its inception?
Well, it really hasn't changed much. What I do that may be a little different currently than when we first started is that I go over four or five areas that I intend to talk about so that people can think about them in advance. It used to be I would do an area and take questions and then go on to another one. And this format, I think, works better.
With satellite radio and the internet and iPod, would you say that your communication style has changed at all? I've seen you on television. I've heard you on radio. We've read your columns and your articles, your reviews, your critiques. Has anything changed with all the
changes? Honestly, it hasn't. I mean, I like to write, and I think I'm a good writer. I'm not a great writer, and I'm not a professional writer in the sense that it's my business. But nevertheless, I enjoy writing, and I think that I have a style that is unique and that I'm quite proud of. So the thing that I enjoy in terms of writing is my commentary. And anybody that wants to get it, by the way, let me give you my email. All they have to do is to email me, and I'll send them. It's free of charge. And they get the commentary, and they get two movie reviews every week. So my email is one word, E-I-Koch, Koch is spelled K-O-C-H, at one word, Brian Cave. That's B-R-Y. A, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, A, V as in Victory, E.com.
Oh, great. And what kinds of things would they be getting as far as like sort of reviews and things like that? And
well,
articles?
I review for two weeklies, actually, movies. So those are movie reviews. They're not previews. I don't go to previews. I enjoy the electricity of going to a real audience where people, 500 people are sitting in the same theater. It's different. I find when on occasion I have gone to reviews, everybody there is a critic. It's not the same.
Wow. Is there a specific show that you can remember or a guest or a specific topic from the past, even maybe like 9/11 or something like that, that you found either most moving or most memorable on your radio show?
Well, I don't have guests with some rare exceptions. And so if I had to pick an area, obviously, of extraordinary meaning and involving my every fiber, it would be any discussion I've had on 9/11. I live about a mile away from the scene of the terrorist incident, and for at least a month, maybe more, I would say several months after 9/11, you could smell what I believe was the sickly smell of death that would waft over the area that I lived in.
You know, I'm an attorney also, and I was going to court that day, and I live in Queens, and there were times in the mornings where you would recognize the smell, and you'd say, "Wow, yeah that was quite moving." Is it challenging to have a show that really discusses politics on a station that has a very heavy business news format?
Well, it's not challenging in the sense that the people are shocked or anything like that, and I have to convince them that this is a matter of interest. They're calling regularly because they enjoy the discussion of politics, and I am not the only political show on the radio program at that time on Bloomberg. Following me, there are programs, but I'm very proud of the fact that I'm one of the popular shows on the weekend on that station.
In fact, I'm a big fan, so I could attest to that. You wrote a book called like Staying Relevant.
Yeah, right. I'm writing a couple of others since then, but that was the last book, except for two children's books, which I've also written since the remaining relevant book. I've written totally eight political books, nonfiction, two children's books, and four murder mysteries. And I've written, and they're yet to be published, two more books. One is on, you know, life after death, and in the sense of continuing and doing things that are important so that people are interested in what you're doing. And that's called Buzz, B-U-Z-Z, and it'll be out this year. And then another book that I've written, which probably come out next year, but it's basically written, is on the Holocaust and the things that I wrote in advance of the Holocaust and after the Holocaust, because obviously I was not in the Holocaust, although I served in World War II in Europe.
What are the children's books? I'm curious about those.
Well, I wrote two books. One is called Eddie, that's me, Harold's little brother, and that was my brother, who's now deceased, who's 4 years older, and he was a really great sportsman, and I had no coordination in how I wanted to play and baseball, and the kids didn't want me on the team because I wasn't any good. But he said, if you want me, my brother said, and he was the best, you got to take Eddie. And then finally he got tired of me, too. So he said, you can't do it. I'm not going to do it anymore. So I said, what should I do, Harold? He said, find something that you are good at. Now, what am I good at, Harold? You know, you're good at talking. And that's how I became mayor.
Wow.
So that's the first book, and that's been out now for 2 years. And I wrote it with my sister, Pat. And then the second book is a book called Patty, Eddie's Little Sister, and it's how I saved her. It's a true story, as was the first one, from drowning when we one summer we were up in the Catskills, and she followed me down to the lake. I didn't know it. She was about 5, and I was 12, and I went into the lake, and then suddenly I see a bobbing head in the water. I realized it was Pat's, and I jumped off the float in the middle of the lake and swam to her and dragged her out of the lake. And then I was so angry, I slapped her. And I said, how could you do this? My sister and I are very close friends. And fact is, she's making the Passover dinner, which I'll be going to.
Oh, wow. Oh, very nice. Very nice. Going back to the book on relevance,
yeah.
Do you have any advice for the radio industry to remain relevant, given how communications, iPods, the internet, it's all changing?
Well, I think radio is very important and remains relevant so long as what they're saying. I mean, it's talk radio that is the crown jewel of radio, and music. Those are the two things. Music, they have to compete with iPods and everything else, but talk radio, that's unique, and that you have to listen to radio. You can't get it off an iPod, I don't think. There you just have to have good people who are interesting and provocative and unafraid. Because if you're controversial and you're someone who's going to say things that are basically controversial or and interesting and so forth, and hopefully true, you're going to get attacked.
Other than the two books that you have coming out, Do you have any other projects we could look forward to? You know, you really are a very diverse person in the world of media, including, you know, things like plays and things like that.
Well, I think it's 9 jobs. I'm a partner in the law firm of Brian Cave, and my partners love what I do, and I love doing what I do at the partnership and my extracurricular activities as well, and it's a perfect fit. And then I have a couple of radio shows, and I have a television show in New York City. It's on New York One, and it's called The Wise Guys. It's only visible in New York City, regrettably. I write books, and I lecture. I lecture around the country. And all of these things are things that I enjoy immensely. And the commentary, which everybody, as I told you, can have free of charge every week. All they have to do is to email me.
And if our listeners want to catch you on Bloomberg Radio, how do they find you?
Well, on Bloomberg Radio, I'm on every Friday night. It's on the AM dial, 11:30 on the AM dial, from 6 to 7 p.m., and it has a free call-in number, so you can call me, and I'm there, and I take your calls.
Wow. Mr. May, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. You've been
a great
source of information and inspiration to all of us in New York.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.